It's Tuesday, the 27th of April, and it's time to get your grin on with the Greencast, here to discuss what people think of this. We've got a new theme song.
Yay!
You should have shouted, "This is Game Grin 300. Come on, man.
This is Game Grin!
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it. I hope it goes in.
Yeah, why not? We're 300 episodes deep. People are either listening or they're not.
Throw me into the pit.
Right, since it's a special episode, we figured we'll not bother with so much with news, and I honestly can't think of anything major that's happened over the past week, so that suits us.
Right, let me interject there. We didn't decide any of this, mate. We still don't know what the fuck's going on. So,
I mean, there is a we, because I had a say in this.
You backstabbing bitch!
How dare you? I have known about the new intro for weeks.
Oh, right. Okay, I'll let you have that one. Disgusting. I can't believe you didn't tell us.
You love me, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will start how we usually start with what's something that people want to talk about that they've been playing this past week. Rhodes, why don't you start us off?
Let me just get the full title up, because I'll forget it. I've been playing Near Replicant version 1.22474487139. End with ellipsis. Thank you. It's really good. It's really good. I did a review about it. The review is probably better than the words I will say on this podcast, because I'm a bumbling mess of a human being. If you've played the original, it's just that, but better. Like, it's just a better version of the original. If you haven't played the original, you should definitely play this. It's really good. I don't think it's as good as Automata, but honestly, nothing is. But it's still very, very, very good. It's still definitely worth a go for. It's the first time I've played it. I'd never played it before, so it was a new experience for me. I thought it was really good. I thought the story was really good, which I knew it would be, but my biggest worry was the gameplay would be, I don't want to say bad. Bad feels harsh, but like, I didn't feel like it'd live up to Automata, because there was no platinum or anything. But it was actually really well done. Like, it was probably like, it's just like a bit below what you got with Automata, which I think is fair enough. Like, it's it's different because rather than a dodge mechanic, you tend to have to block attack. And that's what makes, like, it seems stupid to say that that makes a big difference to the combat, but it really does. It completely changes how you play. But I had an absolute blast. I played it, there's five endings. I think I got like three of them so far.
Only three.
Well, to be fair, the review said I only had to complete it twice, so...
Not a true gamer.
Look, listen to me, right? I played Call of Duty as a kid, so I'm baptized.
I mean, still unbaptized.
I don't want to be a baptized gamer anymore. Please, someone else take the talking stick.
Okay, Nikki, what about you?
Hello. So I'm still very much on whatever has come over me to play Ghost Recon Breakpoint. And by play, I mean abuse. And basically just find my own fun. The bugs have continued, as I mentioned last week. They have been hilarious. I managed to just, at one point, fall through the ground to my waist. And there I lived. Until I eventually got killed. A roaming patrol came by and was like, "You're not meant to be here," and took about 30 seconds to actually shoot me. But I discovered in one of the updates that, because the way the game's structured is you've got the main island, there's a second island that doesn't technically exist, which was basically going to be future content, and then just nothing's ever happened to it. But to the top right is another island which has a volcano, and that was basically like, this is where the raid is, and you know, there was a raid and Breakpoint, and it's stupid. But in one of the updates, they basically, fairly recently actually, they made it so you can just explore it. You can just fly over and explore and do different objectives outside of the raid. You can't quite go everywhere, but you can get to most locations. And firstly, it's fucking difficult. Like, just roaming around, because everything is obviously raid-level enemies and challenges. But holy crap, is it, like, the best place in the whole game. Like, I mentioned last time I spoke about this game, like, it feels almost like they made the island and then tried to make all the locations for the game to revolve around. It's really obvious that, like, I think it's called Golem Island or something, but, like, it's clearly been made with the raid in mind. All of the locations, like, because the idea, like, it's the volcano is clearly erupted, so there's like half the island's covered in like magma, and like it's just awesome. Like going into like what looks like old World War II era bunkers, and then like half of it's just been encrusted in magma and stuff. Like it's so cool, and the AI and all the encampment placements, everything is so much better. Though I just didn't want to leave that island, but there's no story to do on the island. I've also discovered, and apparently this was literally something I could have done from the very beginning of the game, I can just go kill the main antagonist. Like, the mission's right there. I never noticed. So I'm just going to go kill him later. I'm just going to go and shoot that fucker in the face. That's my plan. Because, frankly, the story missions are boring. And I've just been wanting to finish the game because I'm just like, look, I'm 16 hours in. Let's just finish it. I'm committed. But the ending, it's right there. I could just go do it. And then I never have to play this game again. But I am enjoying it. It's a weird, like, kind of cathartic, guilty pleasure because I just run around the map killing anything that moves. Just if it has a head, it gets shot. If it gets within melee distance, it gets stabbed in the jugular.
If you found a helicopter, you're going to ride it.
Oh, did I? Oh, the quest I went on to find a helicopter that had good guns. And oh, did I find one in the end? No, it wasn't satisfying. I killed too many civilians by accident. But that's their fault for standing too close to the rocket, in my opinion. Like, but enough about my war crimes.
Okay, let's move on to Winx's war crimes.
My war crimes. I played Potioncraft and got really stuck into that. Well, the demo, at least. I was ye olde chemist. It's like a chemist simulator. I was out there brewing potions and elements and elixirs. Actually, it probably was brewing a Voodoo Ranger Hazy IPA to all my customers, of which is just exclusively Ace.
Could you say that you were a potion seller?
You can't handle my potions. My potions are too strong. Because every day I go to my garden and I pick up some shrooms and some herbs, you know, small chat with the locals and all that, and figure out what they want. And usually it's like some sort of, usually it's poison for some reason. And I'm kind of worried, but yeah, I just go back to my room or in the back room and craft some potions. And yeah, there's one guy who comes in all the time. He has like trouble with catching fish. And it's always weird. It's always a weird fish. Like there was one where he needed a potion of freezing to catch a firefish. It was just on fire. I don't know what exactly he was like, if he was trying to freeze a lake. I don't know, but whatever it was. I think there was another one where he needed to make the fish go to sleep or something. It was just a lot of that. And a local witch who needs potions for like her spells. And yeah, like this one dude who always just wants the strongest potion, like of poison, which I should be worried about because he's a bit ominous, he's a bit weird, but he's got the cash, I got the goods, so he can have the poison, probably poisoning half the town. But the thing I love the most about this game, like I've been proper hooked, is just tinkering around in the workstation, like trying to make the perfect brew and like trying to get the perfect healing potion or poison or of sleep or whatever. And each ingredient that you put into the pot, it acts kind of like a direction or like a map, like you're inputting a custom route on a Google Maps or something. And you can crush the ingredients to make the path go further or longer. And depending how much you stir, or how much you tweak with little bits of water, just little other bits of ingredients, you can get the right potency of the potion. And it's a lot of fun. And it's only a demo, and I'm so hooked already. So I can't wait to get the actual final game. I did do a preview of this. So if you want to hear like more thoughts and deets and whatever, then yeah, check it out. And also this game, just highly recommend.
Fair enough. I've been making my way through Yakuza 3. While you were talking, I've just looked up how many chapters there are, and I'm on chapter 10. There are 12 chapters. The previous game had 16 chapters, so I thought I was... I didn't realize I was quite as close to the end as I am. I'm still enjoying the main story. The minigames, I'm yet to find one that's truly fun. Now I've got some more money, I might go back and I might go to some clubs and try to get some achievements for dating the hostesses, or go back to Okinawa and trick out my hostess that I'm supposed to buy outfits for and stuff.
Pimp my ride.
I didn't want to say pimp because it's a woman who's working for me, so
it's technically different.
I'll just not say that word. Yes, the main story it's had some nice twists, but it's still largely an 80s kids movie with a land developer wanting to do some evil land deal. But I'm looking forward to getting to the next game probably next week, though I don't know. I've got about 20% of the game complete according to the last time I looked at the stats, and yeah, getting close to the end of the game with only 20% of the game complete, I've got a lot more left to do. I did quite enjoy the extended, very long cutscene that I watched yesterday. Apart from the fact that it was late at night, I was tired, and I kept dropping off. But there were three of them in the room, and they kept saying, Black Monday! There's a reason they're saying it, but just the fact they kept saying it was amusing to me.
Was it in the stock market or something?
It's not a spoiler to say it's related to what happened to the stock market way back when, yes. Black Monday. Black Monday. Black Monday. One after the other. Had me in stitches. But anyway, now that we've all said what we've been playing, let's move on to the main crux of this episode.
Oh, God.
Main topics. Yeah, rather than quizzes or news quizzes or games or anything, I thought it'd be interesting to just pose a bunch of questions and that we may have used for main topics, but we're using for this episode.
Oh, no. It is a quiz, but it's a theoretical quiz. It's the worst kind. God damn.
Remember to show your workings out.
If there was a plane leaving Turkey. No, the first one I got down is, if we were all magically transported inside of a video game right this second, which one would you want it to be?
Well, all four of us?
Yep.
Fucking hell. I don't know, it depends on the context. Like, do you think it's like the one where we'd like all do the best in together, or just like, which one do you think we'd have the most fun in?
Which, however you want to approach the question, really. Very open-ended, I thought.
Katamari.
You want us all attached to those damn balls.
I want everyone to kind of live in their own little diorama of, like, life, and then suddenly, like, without notice, maybe, like, a month after, like, being acquainted with this new lifestyle, you just see a tiny little ball that's going to go past you, and like, huh? And then it starts getting bigger and bigger until it like picks up like the street and you're like, ah, you have to run away from the boulder. Living in terror for a month until it happens.
Yeah, this just sounds like it's going to cause like really bad PTSD or potential death.
And just in the sky, you just see a massive like king, just his head just ripping through space-time, being like, oh, son.
Oh, shit's me an ace. Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Roll that ball. I destroyed the stars in the sky because I was drunk, so now you have to create them all again.
What are you drunk on? Huh?
Hazy IPA from Foodie Ring.
We're not even sponsored.
We should be charging these people.
Yeah, they should be paying us for this.
We've got a receipt right now. We're tallying up.
I'm a bit more basic, so I'd like to see us all live in the world of Stardew Valley and have a nice little farm together.
Aww. Oh, that'd be fun.
Okay, but I see a problem with this.
No, I take all the earnings. You guys work the land. It's easy peasy.
Oh, that's fine. I was going to say that like we both were trying to romance the same character, and I will stab you.
Wait, you're trying to romance yourself?
Wait, no, I want to know. There's the goth girl in Stardew Valley.
Wow, I've been thrown aside so quickly. I can't believe
it. Hey, Goff GF.
You know what? You're not coming to Stardew Valley World with us. It's going to be me, Ace and Winx.
More Goff girlfriend for me. Woo! I don't even know who she is.
Well, apparently everyone knows who she is. Huh?
I want to say Abigail. No, I'm going to have to check.
Yeah, it's Abigail.
Oh, it is Abigail. Okay, I wasn't just dreaming. Of a golf GF.
I'll tend the farm on my own.
Oh god. Do you know what? Part of me wants to say like a really nice answer, but then there is a bit of me that's like, I just want to say like the worst thing. It's just like, ah yes, the Souls universe. We're all fucked. No, do you know what? I think just to spite all of you, I would want all of us to go to something like Azur Lane or Final Fantasy 14. No, Final Fantasy 14! No, like, let's go with that one, because that's kind of a mix of everything. Like, we could all go on a grand adventure together as a party of cat girls. You don't get a choice on that.
This is what I choose.
It's the right answer.
I wanted to be a rabbit.
Okay, no, rabbits are also acceptable.
You're going to be a cat and you're going to like it.
You're going to be a cat and you're going to be a bunny.
I'm going to live up my fantasies.
Oh, my.
You can live my Final Fantasies.
It was there. Oh. Love it.
Okay. I'll choose an MMO as well. It's kind of a cheat. Star Trek Online.
Oh, God.
Calm down. I'll wear red.
I'll wear blue. You can be in command, Winx.
I was hoping I'd die first, but
I was going to say dibs on red shirt.
I'll be spending the whole thing just making really poor references to Star Wars because I don't know anything about Star Trek.
I'll do Galaxy Quest.
I'll take Spaceballs for good measure then, I guess.
Yes. Ace's heaven has become his hell.
Ace is like, stop embarrassing me in front of my heroes. Gosh.
This is 7 of 9. It's not R2-D2.
He doesn't say beam me up, Scotty, at all. Stop saying that.
Hey, it's me, Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks was a fucking Cthulhu. What was that?
It's me, Jar Jar Winks.
Oh, God.
Move on.
Okay, next question. What's a game you loved but haven't gone back to in a long time?
Sonic 06. I'm kidding.
No, it's Camelot.
But I'll think of a real one.
For me, Pizza Titan Ultra. Really loved it. I made sure it got into the Game of the Year nominations. And I just haven't gone back to it in a long, long time.
What is it? Is it like a pizza sim, making sim? Or it's, is it like you're a mecha?
Yeah, you control the restaurant, which is a mecha, and you have to deliver pizzas by punching them through into skyscrapers.
That sounds fantastic.
It is. It's so good. It's a top-down, isometric, styly. There's all these tanks and troops that are trying to stop you from delivering pizzas because they want to destroy Pizza Titan Ultra. And yes, it's really good. It's got a theme song and it's really, really good. It's really fun.
I think it's got to be for me. It's got to be thinking Max Payne 3. Like off the top of my head, that is a game that's just absolutely amazing. And I finished it and I was like, I'm going to play that again. And it's been about 7 years now, and I never did.
Well, you know a game that I said that I really enjoyed that. I'm going to play it again. Persona 5.
You know what? I think you're taking the piss.
No, I legitimately thought that when I was playing it, and when I finished it, I'm like, well, they've re-released it, so I really can't be bothered to play this version again.
I hope there's a fucking question about what our least favorite game of all time is, because... Because it won't be Persona 5. It's going to be Max Payne 3.
I actually can't think of, like, there probably is a better answer, but the first thing that came into my mind was, oh God, I've actually forgotten the name of it. That makes it even worse. It was that Platinum Games. It was Platinum Games' most recent game. John, I'm just going to get the box off my shelf.
I was going to say Vanquish, but that's not recent.
Astral Chain.
Astral Chain, thank you. I'm literally like, I love that. It's so good. It's like fucking amazing. Never finished it. For some reason, I got to like essentially like the start of the last act, if you will, and just never finished it. I think I've got like 4 hours of game left. But I think we've talked about it before, but like for me, it doesn't matter how much I love a game. Sometimes, like, the more I love a game, the more I don't want it to end. So I just don't finish them.
It's like you want to savor it or like. Take your time over it.
Yeah, we call that in the Winx household the cyberpunk paradox.
Oh, oof. And that's like the most recent one. Yeah, I've had that situation with Bubba as you as well. I really want to play it more, but I'm just, A, I'm too dumb. And B, I just love it so much. I don't want it to end. But like a little cheat answer to that, to the question, original question would be, Bishy Bashy, the arcade version, because it's been like almost 2 years since, or a year and a bit since the pandemic hit, since I was able to play it. And I really miss it. I just miss going to the arcade and Bishy Bashying myself around.
Where the fuck do you play Bishy Bashy? Where is that?
What's it called? I actually don't know what the arcade is called, but it's in Soho. And it's like you go to underground. It's very small, very cramped. But Bishy Bashy is just, for those uninitiated, it's like a series of mini games.
It's like WarioWare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like WarioWare. It's very Japanese. And you only have 3 buttons. And you bish and you bash this button.
What does the 3rd button do?
Bosh. It's a wash machine. Next question.
Okay, we'll do one more and then Winx, we can do your thing if you want.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, no pressure.
Just to give you a heads up rather than say, do it now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Father.
Okay, which video game mechanic do you wish was in more games?
Right, you know, like bullet time in Max Payne 3? That.
It's just bullet time.
Fair.
Any particular reason why?
I love leaping through the sky in slow motion and shooting people in the head. It's pretty much the only reason.
Have you played Total Overdose? Because that has that.
I can't say I've ever heard of it. But also at the same time, I think the game would also need to have Max Payne in it as well. You know what? Max Payne 4, that as a mechanic, should be a video game.
I'm just going to interject for a second, and just because this is, I feel like, my responsibility to do this. I started playing Max Payne 3 actually last year. It's a bit shit.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever heard such an incorrect opinion at all, but I respect you as a person, so I'm going to not say anything else.
I think, to be honest with you, I really like Max Payne 1. And Max Payne 3 is just such a different... I can appreciate the production value, but I think just the tonal shift for me was just not really enjoying this. It plays well, but yeah, I Max Payne 1 for me was just peak.
That the sections with the baby crying, I didn't enjoy those at all.
Okay, I've forgotten about those.
That's just terrible, scarred me.
Best part.
Yeah, definitely the bit that I got. I just love that bit the most. I like shooting things the most.
Oof.
More slow motion bullets, please.
For me, destroyable terrain, such as Red Faction on the PlayStation 2, which had large sections of destroyable terrain.
But what kind of destroyable terrain, though? Because quite a few games have it, but sometimes it's a bit shit.
If I see if I go into a cave and I start blasting the wall, I want the wall to be destroyed.
Ace, there's a game that you might like, actually. It's called Minecraft. I don't know if you've ever played it, but you can destroy walls in that.
Yeah, it's got no story. I'm not interested.
It has. It's the story about how a man lands on an island and loses all sanity.
You could just end it. It starts off with a man.
I thought that's where it was ending.
It's basically what's Castaway.
Yeah, it's Castaway, but they didn't cast anyone as the football, so it's just the man.
So the Wilson, you're just like Adam. Winks.
Ace.
Wait, no, I'm Ace.
I like that in this hypothetical world, Ace is shouting for us and not his wife and or children.
I don't want them. Why do you think I wound up on an island?
If one day, dear listener, one of you could make, because I'm not going to do it, could make a wiki for the Grincast and... detail all of the events of these 300 episodes and all the lore that we've built over the last 100. That'd be much appreciated. Because I can't wait to just look at a wiki page and in quotation is just Ace. Why do you think I'm on an island?
Oh God, I don't actually know what kind of mechanic. I kind of just mini games in regular games or co-op sections in regular games where you can, don't have to play the story mode, but just go straight to, actually, I'm going to retract my answer. Cheat codes. I miss cheat codes being in most games, and I think cheat codes just make games better. It makes them a lot more fun, and you know, you don't have to download or buy or do DLC and whatever. It's just, you can make your head massive. You can float. You can get a car and drive it off to the moon. Just.
Yeah, I've got to agree. I've been playing Rainbow Six Vegas, and I got really frustrated earlier. And it turns out there's no cheats for it.
Yeah.
There's cheats for the console versions, like Big Head mode and stuff, but there's no God mode even on consoles. So I got so frustrated. I hit Alt and F4 and nothing happened. Well, I say nothing happened. Pressing Alt tells your team to come to your position or wait. So hit Alt F4, game didn't close. Guy just says, wait there, with his fist up. And I try it two or three more times. Follow me, wait there, follow me.
Oh, you're like a little goose mum with little ducklings.
It angered me more.
I love Big Head mode in video games. It's so nonsensical. There used to be, I can't remember which FIFA had it. There was a FIFA game where you have big heads, like 2003, 2004 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a more recent one as well. But like, just seeing like these 22 men with like proper skinny little legs running around with like massive heads. Oh, it gave me strength.
That is something that needs to be in more sports games, like to return, like just silly modes like that. Because it's just too serious. I know it's supposed to be like a simulation. Or of such, but make games fun again. I want Big Head. I want Big Head mode.
Big Head mode. Or give me death.
So,
episode title.
Give me Big Head mode.
No. So I have a jokey answer and a serious one. The jokey answer, Gacha.
Look, right.
Just put Gacha in everything.
We need less Gacha. Come on. We all know this.
Yeah, we need more Gacha.
Gacha in your medicine.
Well, why should they took the big heads out of football and replaced it with Gacha, didn't they? So
oh, they did.
Yeah, just pick Dark Souls or Gacha. No.
Oh, imagine it.
every time you open the chest, it's like, oh well.
Could be anything.
But no, my serious answer, although it's still a bit wacky, is light guns. More so because I just want light gun games to come back, but just make more light gun games. Like, give me that option to do things. Like we have motion controls. We have cameras. Like, you've got, you know, just make it happen.
You got VR.
Yeah, don't you think, like, VR has killed the light gun game, though, really?
No, because no one's made a good VR light gun game.
Yeah, surely that's like a match made in heaven, right?
You'd think so, but the problem is that, like, VR... People, I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth here. People like can't. They try to like make it VR-y. It's like no, just literally take Time Crisis, and you're done.
I would love that, like a low poly Time Crisis, but in VR.
Yeah, everyone's adding all these extra levels of like interaction, and it's like no, just Time Crisis. Ironically,
just a box to hide behind, and that's it.
Real talk, the best VR light gun game, I am not joking, the best VR light gun game is Girl Gun 2.
That's so sad.
But it's fucking amazing. And I stand by that. Like, that is the weirdest take that I will stand by, is that Girl Gun, a game about shooting girls with pheromones so they reach ecstasy, is the best VR... I'm going to stop talking.
I believe you're doing Resident Evil Survivor dirty like that. That was a light gun game that was so good that in the American version, it didn't even support light gun controls.
Okay, but my reasoning, I mean, that is a good shout. But the reason I didn't think of that one is because, and the reason I always default to the first Time Crisis is because the movement is literally just, I am sliding along the floor, which in VR, you can just replace, you could have that if people want the VR up, but you could just replace it with like, just like teleport or shoot the next thing. That's literally what Girl Gun did. But all these like VR light gun games are all just like, you have free movement and all this crap. Like, no, I want to literally be standing in a room and have the camera fucking conveyor belt me to the next place. I want to throw up from motion sickness. Just give me Time Crisis.
Oh my god, perfect match made in heaven. Pokemon Snap VR. Or maybe not then.
Even better, right. Pokemon Snap mixed with Time Crisis.
Oh, you just shoot the
Pokemon.
You just shoot the Pokemon.
It truly is a Pokemon Safari.
And we add a gacha where you can get a 50 count.
Can we have bullet time as well?
We'll have the kill cam from the sniper game. So like you shoot Mewtwo in the 50 count, you get slow motion.
A slow motion view of Mewtwo's testicles exploding.
I want this game. Pokemon Company, if you're listening, funders, we'll make it for you. It'd be great. Just
Pokemon 10 Sniper million. Elite.
Yeah, Sniper Elite Pokemon Testicle Edition.
What do you mean if Pokemon Company are listening to us? Of course they are.
Everyone's listening to us.
Is that a testicle tentacruel edition?
Oh, or just tentacle edition?
Well, you'd, mm-hmm. It's more like Algon, then, you know.
I think we should probably move on before I get carried away.
Okay. Ironically, one of the questions was going to be along the lines of what's your dream video game? So I think Nikki has just told us.
We start with tentacles.
Okay, no. Winx, take us away.
My dream video game.
No.
Oh, okay.
With your section.
Ah, okay. Let me just bring it back.
Wait, what?
Hello, traveler.
Potion seller.
Hello. It's me. Not Winx.
Hello, and not Winx.
I don't know what this character is yet because I've literally just made it up.
So not Winx, is that spelled N-O-T-W-I-N-X or is there a hyphen in there? Or is that a forename and surname? How is
this not Winx is also dyslexic. I'm the twin. It's a condition. I've got a riddle for you. You know, I'm gonna stop doing the voice.
No.
Keep I'll continue using the voice and Thank derail you. It further. You must guess a game or character that I am referring to in this riddle. That's not started yet. Shut up. I will have four verses and you can interject at any time to try and guess. You're all working as a team. I shall start. Riddle me this. I have seen life.
It's Batman.
I've seen death.
Definitely Batman.
My fate made by the merry. Alright, that's phase one. I work, I play, I cook each day. Autonomy is but a mystery. Alright, moving on. My mother tongue, a mix of some, I pray the gods will listen. Valheim? No. For a budding rose, the mother load, or at least a fireproof kitchen. What am I?
A sim!
You got it right!
Holy
yeah!
Shit.
Yeah! Kill them
Holy
all!
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
Thank you! That was a great guess. Absolutely great.
I mean, a sim can also be Batman, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's Batman.
That was good. I like that. That was really good.
You're welcome. I've got two more if you want.
Yeah, do another one right now.
I mean, we've got 10 more minutes to fill, so go for it.
Okay.
We've got more than 10 minutes to fill.
Oh, God. All right. Paid in likes, found glory in fame. Who knew that hell was padded? As brethren fell, the screams, the yells, mankind lost to the wicked. Witless down, dehumanized, distorted vessel I don, all to be king amongst these things. A crown that's merely currency, which did not rhyme, but
is it Doom?
It is not Doom.
That first like bit made me really want to just like say a random streamer.
Paid in likes.
Yeah.
Found glory and fame. Who knew
is
that
it, hell? Is it OnlyFans?
No. But there are fans in this game. I'll give you another clue.
Oh my god, yeah.
It came out last year in the summertime.
Animal Crossing?
No.
That was the start of the year. March.
Last summer.
I don't know how time works. We live in Britain. It snows in the middle of April.
It snows. As brethren fell, the screams, the yells, mankind lost to the wicked. That's a clue. All right, I'm gonna.
It's not Avengers, is it?
No, no, it's not. Unfortunately, it is a Fall Guy or Fall Guys.
Oh,
Peyton likes found glory and fame. Brethren fell, willing down to be king amongst make things. Crown as currency. All right, we'll do one more. Cobalt chaser, land speed racer. There's little that you can do. I must go fast. When on my path, my wrath will see your doom. Death from above.
Skywalker.
Death from above. Goodbye, my love. The thirst may fall behind. To evade the fear, you'd beast when near, or sound the siren's scarlet. What am I?
Oh my god.
I can repeat any phrase that you need to.
It's not Among Us, is it?
No. I'll give some key words. Cobalt chaser. I must go fast. Death from above.
It's Sonic 06.
That was my trap. But you're on the right path.
Cobalt is... Oh, what is Cobalt in? It's in something.
What colour is that?
It's fucking... What is, it's like... Oh, I'm colourblind. It's like blue, isn't it?
Sorry.
Doom.
It's blue, so it's either Mega Man or Sonic the Hedgehog.
Hatsune Miku.
To evade the fear, you'd boost when near, or sound the siren scarlet.
Sound the siren scarlet.
Siren scarlet refers to Knuckles, so it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
I will take this as a forfeit.
Wait, no.
When did it release?
Yeah.
When did it release? Let me
like, is it a recent thing or?
I mean, relatively recent. Let me just take.
Is it Rogue Squadron?
Oh, hold on. It's in a series that's been long going, but the most recent game came out very recent, about 3-4 years ago.
Final Fantasy.
No.
Shit.
Sonic Forces.
Okay, it's not Sonic, but
Sonic Mania.
You're on the right track with a mascot.
Sonic Boom.
Balan Wonderland.
is it Crash Team Racing?
Oh, you're close. You're closer.
Spyro the Dragon.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. I'm going to say like a particular thing. Cobalt Chaser.
Ratchet and Clank.
Let's go fast. Death from above. You'd boost when near. Sound the siren.
Blue Shell.
Yay! Spiny Shell. Ding, 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 ding.
I just want to throw something at you.
A blue shell specifically.
A blue shell.
A blue spell system. Yeah.
So it's Sonic.
Yeah, so it's Sonic 06. Okay, I'm going to go now. I've got to file my witch taxes. Adios! Ahoy! Oh, hello!
Hi.
Okay, cool. All right.
I just want to point out that, like, whatever we're paying Winx is not enough. We need to pay Winx more. And if we're not paying Winx, we should probably pay Winx.
We're not paying Winx, but we are paying Not Winx.
Yeah.
Well.
That makes sense.
Wait, but what Not Winx takes my weight? Damn it.
What's triple nothing?
She played us like a damn fiddle. Deserved.
Okay, I got another. A couple of main topics so we can clear up this episode. So first one I got down is, what should the next mini console be?
Ouya 2, yeah.
Mini Ouya.
The Ouya is already a mini console.
A micro one, a nano console. I made an article about this, about the 2-year.
Then it would just be a fucking USB stick you plug into your PC, wouldn't it?
Also, real talk for a second. Like, surely the Raspberry Pi is actually more powerful than the Ouya.
I mean,
yeah,
they've had like two or three editions since the Ouya.
I'm waiting for the Key Lime Pi.
Mm.
The sequel.
I guess mini. What have we had?
I haven't had 64 yet.
The answer is obvious, right? What we need is a mini Virtual Boy. Like, rather than the big headset that you sit on your table and break your neck using, it's just a monocle. And that's it.
It's painted red.
Just painted red.
I mean, tinted.
That's what Google Glasses were, but they just didn't, you know, suffer the same fate.
At least when you wear the new Virtual Boy, you won't be able to see all the red flags, because it'll just be red.
Fucking mini bloody Google Stadia. That's what we need.
Mini GameCube.
Will the discs be even smaller?
Knowing Nintendo... knowing Nintendo, they'd be like, we've made the mini GameCube. It will only be available for 1 month. Each of the games, which are now on mini discs, will only be available for 7 minutes. and then the discs explode after a year of ownership.
I was going to say something similar.
I actually, like, here's a thought. Stop with the mini consoles and actually just do proper game preservation. Maybe actually stop doing this timed exclusive bullshit. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Nintendo. And actually, like, make an effort to archive the history of video games and stop trying to resell us on nostalgia. Fucking put the money into making actual architecture and systems and servers that will allow us to do it. And
thank you for bringing
I will make games good again.
Keep going. No, don't stop.
I'd just like to point out that Sega of Japan have announced that they are going to be doing NFTs.
And they're dead to me.
Oh. I mean, they've been dead to most people for about 15 years. So,
like, no, like 100%. Like, I probably might just not buy any more Sega products. That's how strongly I stand against NFTs.
Okay, but how have you considered this? Mini...
NFT.
Mini PS Vitas.
So you got me. I'm back in.
It's not portable, though.
It's just a USB stick.
It's all well and good, but then they take the servers offline for those mini videos and you can't buy anything.
And then they go back on it after everyone's like panic bought.
Yeah.
Okay, a final one to close out our episode. What makes a fun ice level? In my opinion, ice levels are the worst level in any video game ever, because they suck. So what would make a fun one?
Right, I've got two answers for this. All right, the first one is my legitimate answer, and that is the level in the fucking Astro game, Astro's Playroom, whatever it's called on the PS5, where you just ice skate around and do little cute pirouettes. It wins me over, because he's a cute little robot. Nothing's ever going to improve on that. But the actual proper answer is to just have like a level of ice, and underneath it, just like have a nice slight like bit of electronic heating, so the ice just melts and you have a normal level.
Aww.
So it's an ice level that becomes a normal level as soon as you start it.
No, you put your controller down for like 5 minutes, give it time, and then it's just like a little puddle.
I would like if like pretty much just the exact just journey, but with ice. You're just skating around. That's it. Just journey, but on ice. Journey on ice. Traveling.
I like that.
I don't actually know if I have an answer, but I just really like snow in games. So
me too. I feel, especially in Katamari, there's like a good level where you roll up a snowball, and that's always fun. And then you get to roll up a snowman. I think just rolling snowmen is pretty good, unless it's in Animal Crossing when you make an abomination and they're just like for a whole day, they're just sitting there in your front yard like, kill me! And you're like, oh, no.
I'll tell you what, the best snow levels are ones where you can either leave footprints or drive a tank through them, and then you've got all the tank tracks, and it's just great because it's just like, ha ha, I'm driving a tank through snow.
So you like doing that. You like snow in games. You're playing Ghost Recon Breakpoint,
which has some snow. I also really like tanks. I still haven't opened that damn Girls and Panzer game. It's been a year.
Tanks.
Sure, I'm going to open it right now.
Oh my god.
300th episode exclusive.
Don't want to hear the cellophane like. Rip.
I don't know which one it is. They're all in alphabetical order and I can't find it. Got it.
Oh, cheeky.
So yeah, Girls and Panzer Dream Tank Match DX. I imported this fucking thing, and I'm going to open it. This is where I'm going to find there isn't a cartridge inside.
It's fine. I've just got to edit this episode. Don't worry about it.
There are pretty...
Oh. I did that one-handed.
Good.
Gonna sniff it.
Whoa. Oh.
It doesn't have a new game smell, but there is a cartridge. Oh, the controls are on the back, the inside of the reverse of the cover. That's quite.
Oh,
that's quite
is new. It a Switch game?
It is.
Lick it.
Doesn't have that new cartridge smell.
Lick the cartridge.
It's been in your house for a year.
It's been in the cellophane.
Lick the cartridge.
I'm not licking the cartridge.
Lick the cartridge.
I'm not licking a fucking lick Switch cartridge. I'll lick the cartridge when you subscribe to. Wait. There you go. I opened it. I'll put it in the Switch in like a minute and fucking, I guess, play
that's
it.
That's what it tastes like.
Seems if it doesn't work.
Wow. Edit that.
I'm going to edit that out because it hurt my ears.
No, no. Leave it in.
Happy 300th, everyone.
Oh. Yes, happy 300th episode, everybody. Thank you for joining me, guys.
You're welcome. Loved it.
Can I go home now?
You are home.
The basement is home.
The Greencast is home.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Eat more Switch cartridges.
Oh, man, man. Thanks for joining me, and thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to check out GameGrid.com, where you'll find all of our writing. Keep an eye on social media, just search for GameGrid to find out whenever a new podcast goes live, as well as the daily news, reviews, and articles. If you subscribe via Amazon Music, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher, thank you. And if you can leave a review on your platform of choice, an even bigger thank you. And finally, game on.